When we leave, just stand by the door so we can
hear, I'm the captain of the ship. Everyone, shut up. It's time to go.
Why did Gilligan become a skipper?
Woo! Coming in hot. Coming in
back,
hot.
Y'all.
Here we go, here we go.
We are behind enemy lines. This is episode number 37. If my math is correct, keyboard clicking, keyboard clicking, keyboard clicking.
You do math?
60.
There's a keyboard next to you.
3 from 100.
That's 63. Yep, I think your math is correct.
I had that written down.
On what?
There's
nothing
cares?
In front of you.
On the computer. I wrote it in permanent marker on the screen. You're welcome, Bridget.
You just ruined her laptop. Good job, Bruce.
We have a packed house tonight.
This is the most packed house of all season, actually.
And of course, we're at
welcome.
We're at TRBA. We moved out of TREA. Edgar's apartment was a little bit too messy. There was a dog in it. He got into everywhere.
Shout out to Charlie. We love you.
Sorry, Charlie. I hope you're doing okay. I know Edgar probably locked you in a cage.
No. Is it in a crate? Is he in his crate?
No, he's chilling on the couch.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that. So, other guests we have tonight, we have obviously Bridget herself, the owner of said apartment.
Hello, guys.
What? The owner?
Yes.
We know whose name the least is.
The breadwinner. Yeah. Back again for the first time this season, Johnny Paventa.
Hi.
His wonderful wife.
It's me, Johnny. Yay. I'm going to win.
And his wonderful wife, racist. Gabby. Gabby, just say hi.
I came out here to be racist, there not be the victim of racism.
We got Ron the Don.
What up?
Mr. Edgar himself.
Greetings.
And some extra special guest, the biggest Brighton fan in the world.
And only.
And only. Andy Bahania.
Straight out of Brighton.
See you, girls.
Oh, Newcastle. This guy. And all the way from Coventry as himself, Mr. George Island.
Yo, hello.
So as always, I want to start off the podcast with a nice,
whoa,
nice,
whoa,
nice.
Whoa. Did you introduce me?
No, because you already, you will, because you're not as important.
Everybody knows you're here.
Everyone fucking
you
knows.
You said hello first.
Hello, it's me. Hey.
Who are you again?
It's Bryce, and we're sponsored by Ballast Point Brewing. Just wanted to say it.
B-R-I-C-E, Bryce.
Whether they know it or not.
And to honor the engagement of TR New Jersey's president and Genesee Light, all the way from the heartland of the upstate New York, Rochester.
Yay, Jared.
Yay.
All right.
Sorry for your loss.
Bryce, kick us off. What are we talking about tonight?
Guys, the last podcast, I know everyone here listened, right?
The last one I heard, or the last one I was on?
The last, the last one you heard was obviously the last one. We were talking about Embrace the Tie, right, Edgar?
We were right on.
We were embracing the tie, but now we're on a winning streak.
We fucked it up.
I know.
I really hope that doesn't jinx what we got going on right now.
I think we should take now to embrace the winning streak.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I want to keep embracing that for, all the rest of the season.
You know, because who needs points? Us.
Yeah, as many as we can, because we are digging
one
out
game
from
at a time.
The
one.
Bottom.
I know. What do you know about points, Andy?
I know that we had a lot of trouble getting points beginning of the season. It's actually really good to see the team doing a lot better now. I think a lot of people are on the fence about Dome, especially after having a rough start to this season.
Yeah, it was 19 games with no wins.
Yeah, but to finally get a win on the road after not getting one since August of last year and getting a win at home,
thanks.
Should be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. We're also playing Orlando, so I think we are going to get the best of them. But
we're power bottoms.
And I like to think that, Easter just happened, the teammates were probably gathering eggs, and now they're gathering points.
I am so sorry. That is such a dad joke. Get out of your own house.
Yeah, they're gathering the points.
Leave your own house. Leave now.
So what was our last away win against Toronto of last year?
Oh, shit. It really was. Yeah. That was our last win.
So can I just say, who was at that Toronto away game?
I think the
Holy
one
shit.
Only George Ireland.
Nobody
there.
Yeah, Canada.
Who was at our next...
I can second that he was there. I saw him.
Yeah.
listen, it was my first appearance as well at this game. So
that is true. Yeah. So, but How do we feel? Will we finally feel like, are we going to enjoy these wins or do we think they're going to just go away real soon?
Sands is the man.
Yeah?
Sands is becoming a man.
Is he a part of the reason why we're going to start winning?
I saw him like bossing around. It was great. He was playing like center back, just fucking bossing around people.
Oh, yeah.
Right spot every time. I loved it.
Bro, Wayne Rooney.
I want to see more.
Like, Wayne Rooney is James Sands' little bitch.
Biatch.
Yo, every single player in MLS is James Sands'
terrible
bitch.
Oh.
He's like the Gerard Piqué of MLS.
How old is he now?
It's Gerard Piqué.
How old is James Sands now?
Is he the one that married the Shakira?
Maybe 17.
He's like 17.
18. Yeah.
Great, great man.
There is a 17-year-old kid on our team.
He's 18, turning 19.
Okay, cool. He's 18. Okay, that's much better, actually. Yeah, that's never mind. But he's still manhandling one of the greatest football players in the world, and that's Wayne Rooney. Like, that's still
he's everything
cool.
Nicky's not.
I think the best thing that I saw this year was when he was manhandling Christian
Ramirez
from LAFC.
Wait. Oh. Speaking about manhandling. What's up with your face, George?
That's fucked up. He's not that ugly. Oh,
did someone manhandle the side of your chin?
Yeah. He's just British.
For the folks at home, we have our friend here from the English Blues. Looks like he got banged up Wednesday night because he had an interesting evening.
From
with
a power top.
I was in a fight, just after the game.
He's in a fight.
Just
with
a fist fight, you know, that's all it was.
He's in a fight with an STD now.
It was a very, very specific fight with, like, Did they punch your throat repeatedly?
We're going to call penicillin for backup.
with a very tiny object? Like what?
Was it the same transvestite as Fat Ronaldo?
Go.
Oh, no.
He's a legend. Chill.
Yeah, let's go on.
She came in you came on the floor.
You're
welcome to America, George.
Getting back on a serious note, during the game, I thought Maxi played very well.
Because somebody had to take a penalty.
I know. I'm getting there. I feel like this season, he has a little bit of a swagger. But he's fucking...
He's so good, except when no one's in front of him.
He's cursed. he's cursed as soon as he gets in front of goal. Like, he can't get it.
He kicks like my son.
Like
they're about the same height, so...
It's true. What are we feeling about Maxi?
I love him. Listen, we are like he was our MVP last year.
We should pay him by weight.
I love Maxi.
Maxi is by far, I think in reality, should be our captain because he's just that important to our team. Like he is a linchpin that just creates whatever sort of momentum we have in the midfield. He dictates that whole show.
And he hustles for the ball despite his height.
Yeah.
To never stop him.
Yep.
So
he goes up for every header.
I thought they were going to make him captain.
Me too.
They kind of dicked him over.
He dicked us on penalties.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing. I don't think it was the coach's decision. I think it was the player's decision.
What is
the
coach's decision?
To make Ring captain. I think that's how it worked.
I could be wrong.
I was kind of surprised that they made Ring captain.
I'm not saying he's a bad player,
but I thought they would have made Maxi.
Yeah, I think Maxi's
like we don't see what goes on like behind the scenes. Maybe Maxi's not the best leader. Maybe he knows that. You know, like it being a captain.
Maybe
is not
it went
about
by height.
How good you are. It's about how much of a leader. And you see Ring on the pitch. Ring is fierce, and he like if there's someone messing about, like he's not afraid to tell them straight to the face. And I don't think Maxi's quite like that. So I think that's maybe why Ring got the
Maxi can't reach your
could
face.
Be a language barrier too.
Yeah.
Well, I think George is right on because if you remember when they who was it? I think it was the Minnesota game, they were like bullying around Maxi. He straight up got into the I want to say it was the Minnesota player's face and was just like yelling, who got suspended from that game? Someone got a 2-game suspension from putting their hand on Alex Ring's throat. Either way, regardless, Alex Ring is always fiery, like you were saying.
Oh, yeah. He embodies the spirit of New York. He'll get right up in your face and tell you to fuck off.
But going back to Maxi, like, Maxi's so clever, like, off the ball. Like, his movement off the ball, like, he drags defenders around. He creates space out of nothing as well. And he creates space for other players, more importantly. And that's why he's so pivotal, especially like for Villa last year, and I think this year for Herbert. Like the work that he does off the ball, like dragging defenders out and creating space for the lone striker. Because if you don't have that sort of player in midfield, the lone striker can be quite isolated up top. I think he's very important in our midfield. It's not just what he does on the ball; it's what he does off it.
I just feel like George can say anything and I'd believe it.
Because you think you're listening to Sky Sports.
Hello. This has been.
Hello, everybody.
This is Gary Burrows.
Hello, everybody. I have a very wide cock, and it's great, and I love to drag women all over the field with my wide cock, and if you'd just like to take a look at it, it'd be great. You'd love it. That's probably how he got the chick that bit his face.
Hey! What a segue.
Okay, anyway, so moving on. Tell me that I'm wrong, okay?
Oh, that's easy.
What was the other?
You're wrong.
say that I'm wrong. Cassianos is killing it.
You're not wrong about that, though. You're wrong about most things, not that.
Ever since we got him, it's been a huge nothing burger. Just nothing, 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 nothing. And all of a sudden this year, he's getting a little bit of playing time up top.
It's that sick neck tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, oof. Killing it.
Okay. It's giving him
extra neck tattoos extra are for strength. Winners.
So I don't know if anybody noticed, as soon as they stopped playing him as a right winger, which he obviously is not, he's been scoring goals, giving assists. But more importantly, he's been dragging defenders towards him because if we saw, he dragged the defender towards him. Eber was able to get open so that I think Maxi chipped the ball over him. And then once that happened, he like outran their defense in order to help us score that goal last game. But I think Dome realized that he's not a winger. He doesn't have the pace of a Tajori Shradi.
No, so that kid's got the speed.
Because, like, up top, he's been fantastic. Like, when he played in the wing, like, we signed him this season, I was so critical of Domi's decision to sign him because I was not a fan of him last season. And when we played him on the wing, like, at the start of the season, I was not happy with him. But since he's put him up top, like, he's been fantastic. And we have a saying in England as well, and the saying is, you can tell a sign of a good striker when he slides in. And, for example, his goal last week, like, well, when was it? Wednesday? Like a striker that slides in and scores goals like that, they say in England. It's
can I ask, what does England know about good strikers?
Harry Kane.
He's a hurricane, hurricane.
When does England's World Cup trophy go on tour?
1966. 1966. If any body, like, what nationality here has won World Cup, just let me know.
Italy. I don't know. Cheers.
apart from Italy.
No, it's just me, Megan.
Mr. George.
Just me.
We'll get to you soon. I have some important grinding gears to get off my chest.
What
here.
Really grinds your gears, Bryce?
The fucking dugout.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened
Let's
now?
Talk about the
closing so fucking early.
Yeah, what? It's rather annoying.
Like, what the fuck?
What time did they close?
There's a full bar of people drinking, and they're kicking us out.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Another gripe.
What was that Sunday?
Last home game. Where
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And they're like, "Well, we closed." I was like, "Do you
what
like making money?
What time
like,
was it?
What was it? It was like 11.
It was like 10.
No, 11. Fuck. What?
Yeah.
What was my burp smell?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it was like.
Yeah, it was like 10 o'clock, and
really?
It kicked everyone out of the bar.
There was a ton of people who want to drink.
There was like the whole front
of
the bar.
I never heard of a bar closing when it was full.
The whole front of the bar was completely full.
I've seen bars stay open when they're empty.
Completely full, and everyone's just like, hey, get out. It's just like, what? It's like, we closed now, guys. Get out. We don't want you to drink anymore. Come on.
Stop giving us money. Be a bitch.
This is the Bronx. We don't want people having fun here. Get out.
Do you
want
to hear another shitty
situation
because of the dugout as well?
What?
So the Montreal home game earlier this month, we were told by the manager, hey, we're going to open at 10. So advertise, y'all, we're all going to go there.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was the 6th. It was Nikki's birthday game. Let's go to the dugout at 10 when it's supposed to be open and have a great time.
They opened at 1.
They opened at 11. And so what did we do? We took our business over to Yankee Tavern. Absolutely. Yes,
yes. I was just going to say that Yankee Tavern is open the latest after every game.
They were open first.
We went over there and we continue to have a creepy experience.
It's on Billy's, but on the other side.
Yeah.
Bridget got into a fight with another girl.
I am shocked.
Yeah.
Not shocked at all.
Shocked.
I tried to defend a Russian from...
Why?
No, an Albanian.
Albanian.
He probably sold the bag. He probably stole the bag.
If he's Albanian, he definitely stole something.
No. Yeah. What's funny is that this white girl, like, said
you're
to Bridget,
Bronx,
she was like,
was
you're just a little old white girl, like, in a Bronx spot.
She was the same size as me. me and white.
You're both incredibly white.
Probably, I know.
They're both.
Okay. It's like the Spider-Man meme where they're both pointing at each other and it says white girl, white girl, white girl.
We
white
both
girl.
Have high risk of skin cancer.
Okay. Make sure to wear your.
All right, guys. So all in all, NYCFC won. Got 3 points again. Collecting those points. So let's move on to our special guest.
Who's rolling wrong?
So who do we want to start with tonight?
I want to start with Andy.
Andy, so
the last time you were on this podcast, I'm sorry.
He wasn't famous then.
You were a nobody.
He's still a nobody.
Oh, are we really talking about?
Yeah, we're absolutely having this conversation.
But now you're a somebody.
Okay.
Good or bad.
You're somebody. Like you were posting dumb videos on YouTube, and all of a sudden, caught a flare. Whatever the fuck. Same thing.
Some sort of social media website.
Social media.
Thank you.
So, Andy.
Yeah.
First
man.
Of all. How did this happen? Like, what gave you the inspiration to make that first video?
He was high, probably.
Nailed it.
Wait, this song?
Something I was bored and high.
This is the kind of gold you've come to expect from Andy Bahania.
I'll be honest, what inspired me, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember my ex did some shit to piss me off, and I was like, fuck Crystal Palace, let me write a song about it. It ended up going really, really viral. But the other truth behind it is that there's like a Brighton Palace Facebook group where people just talk shit about each other.
Stop playing the fucking music, we can't hear them. It's like his double voice.
I like background music.
Yeah, I like the background music. There was like a Facebook group where people just, you know, shit on each other, and I was posting a lot of videos on there that they were reposting themselves. So I was like, yo, they're gonna be doing this, let me just post the video so that someone else doesn't get credit for it. And I never expected Odds Bible to share it, and
then all of a sudden,
good old Sussex by the sea.
There you go.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't watch your video.
Odds Bible, they're a huge Facebook page with a massive following. Like from in the UK, like knowing Andy, I was like, when he got on there, I was like, holy, can I swear?
I know that.
Holy shit.
You're in America. What do you mean? The fucking queen doesn't live here?
Our sponsors.
This is fucking Trump's America. You say what the fuck you want.
Our sponsors do not allow us to swear.
Yeah. We hate cussing.
No, there's an explicit setting.
We hate cussing.
On Anchor, you can put an explicit setting. I definitely put the explicit setting because, I mean, what's a recurring theme here? Pegging.
Pegging. So,
and it took about
since
20
becoming
minutes.
Famous, have you been pegged yet?
Huh? Whale's
vagina. What's pegged?
That too.
What?
Diego.
What?
That's what?
Like.
What?
Bridget, would you like to explain pegging? Don't worry about it. So wait.
I'll just take it as a yes.
Ever since these videos blown up, what is different about life?
Oh, in New York, I'd say like most NYCFC people are like pissed off. Like, yo, why are you so into?
How many times have you been called a faggot?
Oh, jeez.
Let's ask the real questions.
By Palace fans.
It's the internet. That's
life.
All you get called.
You know what's my free, Andy? Like, I've been speaking to Palace fans. They actually don't give a shit about Brighton. Like, it's a one-way rivalry.
No, they do. They're mad at us for being here.
Nobody cares about Brighton.
And there's Ron. There he is.
Yet here we are talking about the Seagulls.
I'm just impressed you found a bird shittier than a pigeon.
I know. And listen, I've been fascinated with your trips to Brighton. Okay, those must have been fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the people recognize you off the street.
Yeah, that's the weirdest experience, just being an absolute nobody here in New York and then going to Brighton and people are like, oh, you're that Yank who...
You're that fucking dude.
It's so great that you're getting called the Yank in 2019. They're still not over it.
Gabby.
What about the stickers? You're like on stickers everywhere too, right?
Gabby and Bridget. Earmuffs. Okay. How much tang did you get in Brighton from just being that guy?
Nopwa.
Oh!
come on. Wow. It's gotta be. There's gotta be one.
Snipe City.
I will be 100% honest with you. Before I posted that Oh What a Night video,
yeah,
I would message girls from Brighton like, hey, my name's Andy. You know, you a fan of Brighton? They wouldn't respond to me. But after I posted Oh What a Night, after I went to Brighton and people saw like videos of me riding people's shoulders,
yeah,
100 people singing my song. Every girl from Brighton responds to me now. And
done and done.
But how many girls from Brighton have you slept with?
That are over 18.
A true Brightonian doesn't shag and tell.
How many are above a five?
I respect that. I respect that. That's good. And listen, you know, you're doing your thing.
They're all
tens
in the dark.
You love the Seagulls. And, it's good. And we like to see it. And Andy, we know you love NYCFC. We know you love Brighton. It's good.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Like, you know, it's gone viral. Like, I can tell you now from Coventry, like, all of my friends in Coventry, which is a miles away from Brighton, has seen Andy's videos. Like, it got shared like crazy in the UK. Like, this guy was viral, like, all over our country. And it's crazy for, like, a fan from America to have such a an impact in the UK, because most fans, when they do songs like this, there's been a couple, like, they get the shit taken out of them. Like, Andy felt
it. Even now, most fans are supporting Brighton. It's always like some shit like Arsenal and fucking this guy with the Spurs.
Fucking Tottenham. Goddamn.
I'm kidding. Come on.
Now everyone's a Spurs fan all of a sudden.
Well, moving on to our second guest, George.
Hey,
you're from Coventry, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move into the Italian Minute with Johnny P.
No, where's Coventry? I don't even know where that is.
How's Coventry doing?
How far are you from the Peaky Blinders? Sky Blue, all right? Sky Blue, all right?
So,
is that where Jack Harrison is?
Jack Harrison? No, he's in
Leeds.
Some other dump.
Leeds. We're 20 minutes from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, there you go. See? That's all that's important.
There we go.
Like, they're our rivals. Birmingham City, Aston Villa.
Fuck, you better be careful. Oops. They'll fuck cut your eyes out.
So, when you go back to Coventry, what do you tell the lads about NYCFC?
The lads.
That we're awesome. That we are the coolest.
They can see the battle scars on my trip.
Oh my god! Yeah.
You look like you were attacked by a cat.
Yeah, but a cat who was also a bat.
Okay.
No, I mean because he has like, I think she sucked his blood.
She sucked everything but his dick.
We don't know about that.
I have scabs. Like she
if that's what his neck looks like, I don't want to see his dick.
No, you don't want to see that regardless.
One thing I noticed about, like, do you, hey guys, please. George, do you live here or do you live in Coventry?
I live in Coventry.
Then how the fuck do you get over here so many times?
A visa.
I've barely seen my
passport, a plane ticket.
Yeah, I've barely seen my family in San Diego. Like, and then you're coming over here every fucking weekend.
That's just too related to you. Like, they don't want to see you every fucking weekend.
So traveling from Europe is cheap.
Is it cheap?
So I get my flights. The cheapest I've done to New York was £202.
What airline?
Norwegian.
That's at least $700.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's
you do math.
That's it.
You do math so well.
That's pretty retarded street because flying Italy is like $1,200.
Yeah. Cheapest is like maybe $235. The most expensive.
What do you fly into though? Like London?
So I fly out of Edinburgh and London Gatwick.
You know it.
How many potatoes?
I just sit like, hey, shut the fuck up, Johnny P.
Yeah. Right.
No, what? But it's a. I see people
potato.
Like you
I
that
like
are traveling everywhere.
And cabbage.
And like, you know, it always intrigues me of how you can afford this lifestyle. Just fucking like, oh, I'm
$200?
I'm just going to go to NYCFC. Listen, it's not just a flight.
It costs
you got
to
stay somewhere. You got to eat.
Yeah, okay, so.
You got to go places. Like,
Taqueria, $8 a night. You're fucking
like,
good.
George, as one of the guys who houses you up when you come here, how do you, like, what is your lodging situation like?
So I stay with people around the city. So I've stayed in like the Bronx.
You
like,
mooch?
Like shout out to like I've stayed in Yonkers. Like shout out to Dave.
Those are all shitholes.
Andy. Shout out to obviously Danny. Shout out to Billy.
Oh, Bogu.
Mariana. Like so many people have hit like around my time coming to New York. Charlie. Like they put me up throughout New York. I've even stayed upstate New York. Like north of Newburgh.
I never even
so
been there.
I'm so lucky because that's like the most expensive part of us in New York. Like the hotels are.
Yeah, that's why they built them all in Sea Caucus because they're fucking shitholes.
Real New Yorkers and get to see like the real New York like experience. I don't eat in restaurants. I've eaten in a restaurant once with like Will Hawley. Like that's the only time my 4 trips to New York. And I survive.
What's Neil doing? Neil's just actually tuning in on Facebook chat with us. Hi, Neil.
I just see his face chilling.
So, go ahead. Keep going.
But no, I survive on dollar slice pizza. Like, yeah. People
like a true New Yorker does. Like a real New Yorker does.
I go to Sparrow.
Like, at the time, no.
Get a real New York slice.
I think my last 4 days here, all I've ate is dollar slice pizza. Like, we went for an Indian today, but I've been living off dollar slice pizza. And the large
and Grace
sodas from McDonald's. And that's just crazy.
McDonald's like, sodas are a dollar. That's the real MVP.
Like,
they really
are.
Oh,
my days.
I don't know why they...
people hydrated, yeah.
I don't know why they bother asking for a size. Just give me the large retort.
So, George, I have to ask you, man. As someone who, you know, is well known in the
UK.
He
looks very excited.
Have you ever thought about writing a song about NYCFC?
No.
They won't care. Because New Yorkers won't give a shit.
I wouldn't give a shit.
I need like so you've wrote songs. Like how many girls in Brighton have you like, you know?
Yeah, but look at the bar in New York City. New York
City Brightonian never kisses a toe.
Just doing some songs and going on the American accent.
You could be him and have your own battle scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could look this fucked up.
Wait till I go back, all right?
Okay, and I think this is a good time for us to cut away for a bit, listen to a word from our sponsors. And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful commercial segment. And we're popping another
5 lashes. You're getting whipped like Jesus
Bounce
on Good
point.
Friday.
Bounce point.
Oh, wow, ballast point. That's what that is. Amazing.
So where are we going next?
Right now?
To hell.
Listen, guys. This is
possibly a good chance.
This is the triumphant return of Johnny P. And what would a triumphant return be without the Italian Minute?
Also his wife.
Neil's talking, but I can't hear what he's saying. Is this a new song?
There we go. Listen, I found more traditional Italian music for your segment. Mm. I felt like whatever Connor was finding wasn't offensive enough. Wow. So now we have like... I almost thought about doing the Mario theme song, but, you know, I thought this would be better.
That would be funny.
I feel like this is a good vibe we got going. How you feeling, Andy?
Amazing.
You're amazing? You feel like you're in Italy?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Let's talk about Italian football.
It's Calcio.
Calcio. It's the Calcio League, right?
Yeah.
Like in FIFA?
Calcio A.
Calcio A.
They can afford the pennies of rights.
So did Juve win already?
Yeah.
Yeah, who be the greatest?
It only cost $200 million.
The greatest Italian soccer team in all of the world, right?
19 goals, 9 penalties for Ronaldo. I already had some.
You do what you gotta do.
No.
Hey, listen.
I had Italian. Take it.
Yeah, and it's just foam.
What can Italian soccer do to get into like the mainstream? Like they
be
have...
less racist.
Ow!
Tell us about some of this.
The Coppa Italia game had lots of supporters with the Mussolini banner at the stadium.
It's so fucked.
Imagine New York City supporters complaining about alt-right members when there's literally Mussolini banners outside fucking San Siro.
Well,
in 2019.
Isn't his like grandson running for some sort of
his play? Granddaughter's on like parliament or some shit.
That's great. Right. Good.
Yeah, that's
I think it's time for
that's what we're doing
hour.
Right now. That's exactly what we're doing right now.
So, just a new announcement for the folks at home. We are now expanding upon Johnny P's Italian Minute to an hour.
You're not getting an hour out of me. That's Gabby.
Gabby's like, I'm barely get 30 seconds.
Barely made it through the Italian Minute. Fucking Italian hour. You guys are
oh, Lord, we go deep here, folks.
Not that deep.
That's really, just really crank that up. Really
no, she didn't.
Do you think this is the music Johnny cranks up when they're about to be in coitus?
This is what I listen to when we conceive Gio.
Yeah, we're just going to fast forward a little bit here.
That's what I do.
Oh, Lord, and here we are in the thick of the Italian minute.
Oh, it's thick, all right.
Wait, oh, this is good. Okay, so
it's just like mandolin music.
Johnny P.
It's in the headphones. Here.
Tell me what Inter needs to do to dethrone Juve next year.
Buy more refs.
How many refs?
Is it that like rigged? Anyway?
Yeah.
There's after teams play Juventus, the league, the people that run the referees, it's called the AIA Association, apologizes to managers. They call them into meetings and they apologize to the manager. But you're awarded no points and you still lost the game. So I don't know what the fuck it does.
It's very fascinating. And it's
so fucking retarded. It's embarrassing.
Do you think the Ronaldo going to Juve has made more people watch Serie A? Yeah.
No, it just brought off retarded Ronaldo fans. They're incredibly annoying.
Why are you pointing
out
that?
No, you know. What? No, but you it's like the Messi versus Ronaldo fan base. It's like now that whole half a retarded fan base came to Italy, and now all of a sudden they know everything.
But
and they've
Messi.
Never watched the league.
Fuck Messi.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can do it.
he's too tall.
No, but you guys, following every league, you acknowledge the Ronaldo versus Messi fan bases. They're both incredibly retarded and annoying.
Look, the
not thing, like those Harry Kane fan bases.
No.
That's what I was about
there's
to say.
There's a Harry
I was
Kane fan
to hold
base.
Myself back. I was like,
is he the Harry
it
Kane
should
fan
just
base?
Be Messi Ronaldo. It should be Messi Ronaldo and Harry Kane. Harry Kane should be on that list.
Harry
no, local Golden Boot winner. You know, like
okay,
brother, he was playing the likes of Panama and Tunisia. Get the hell out of here!
Sorry, what was that Panama score?
England, the best 6-1. They did in the
World
Cup in
modern
years.
That was the most glorious goal I've ever seen. That was the most glorious one goal I've ever seen.
He
ever
was in
seen.
A pub, an English pub, and he watched them lose 6-1,
and it was fan fucking tastic.
All right, guys, I think we had enough of our
so it's not coming
Italian
home.
Minute.
It didn't come home?
Oh, it didn't go home.
It did.
Hey,
they went
guys,
home without
see, it's coming home is a joke. Like,
oh, it
say,
sure was.
No. Yeah. People say it every year is a joke because, like, to take the piss out of our national football team, because our national football team is so bad, people always say it as a joke. But then, shit, we got
you
to the semi-final and we were like, actually,
you guys need
oh,
more immigrants
shit,
like France.
Like, it may actually happen. No, our team is made
it's
up
true.
Of immigrants.
All right, guys,
it's
time to say goodbye. It's time to say goodbye to the Italian Minute.
Bye.
And this is how we're going to say it.
Mm.
Boop, boop, boop. Goodbye, the Italian
you're really
Minute.
Enjoying playing
good,
playing
goodbye.
Sound effects.
Hey, get off my sound effects, bitch.
Goodbye,
Johnny.
No, I like it.
Johnny.
I like it.
Goodbye, Johnny. And Inter. Juve is the best, and they won the Serie A. Calico A.
Calico, but that's a cat.
All right. So
okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So, as always, we have to steer this ship back to an NYCFC podcast. So let's talk about tomorrow.
All right. We have a very special segment we're doing today.
Oh, that's right. We were going to do this.
And they don't know that they're going to be on it right now.
You're holding that microphone so
but
tight.
Bridget.
Oh, yeah.
And Gabby.
Are you sure you want to give them microphones?
Both of you need to grab a mic and grab headphones because we're playing a round of Whose Wife Knows Soccer More?
No. Whose
wife knows football
more?
Okay, so Gabby, you grab Johnny P's mic.
Obviously.
And Bridget, you go over here and grab.
This is
I got to piss.
This is the worst.
Bridget, you go grab George's mic.
Boom.
Bridget, get the fuck over there. Get up.
The first question, is it called soccer or football?
Trick question. Don't answer that.
Because you saw the ball with your
foot. Put your headphones on, Gabby. Put your headphones on, Gabby. Okay. All right, first we're gonna introduce
Ron,
you.
Get her drink because she would like
Bridget,
to play while drinking.
Would you please say your name into the mic and who you're married to?
Yes, Bryce Sorum.
Well, what's your name?
Bridget Sorum.
You're Bridget Sorum. Your name's Brett. Who's Bryce Sorum?
An idiot on a microphone right now.
Good. And Gabby, say your name and who you're married to.
I'm Gabby, married to John Covenda.
How long have you two been married?
5 years.
How long have you? Has he forced you to watch soccer?
No. I have a mind of my own.
Oh, good. I love it. Okay, guys, quiet the fuck down over there. We're playing a serious game here. Okay. All right, so Bridget and Gabby, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you both a chance to answer. And then at the end of the five questions, we're going to see who knows soccer more. Okay? I feel.
Where is Lisa?
She's not here. She's.
Lisa, Lisa.
Shout all right, out to Lisa.
Bridget, we're gonna start with you, okay? What is an offsides?
I think okay. This is my brain.
Oh yes, I'm drugs.
So my drunk brain. Offsides means if you scored a goal and you're offsides, you can't get the goal.
That is correct. Okay. But like, absolutely. In what would make you offsides?
Oh, because you're too in front of the other team. Like, you're too ahead.
She got the general idea. What is the position of player?
I need visuals, people.
What is the position of player back there?
Bryce's balls are in the wrong spot.
She just said you're too in front. I feel like that's
a... Okay, if your team is podcast in front, goal. And the other team is going to score on your team, then you can be offside.
I feel like she's there.
She's so close.
Oh, wait, opposite, opposite.
Wait,
opposite.
Are we going to give her the point or no?
No, wait, opposite, opposite.
Are we not going to let her answer before we decide?
Well, because, like,
why is Bridget always close to finishing but never there?
Because she gets repeat exactly what she
said. No. We're going to go back and forth questions. But anyway, I personally...
Wait, Gabby, we're on each other's teams, right?
Exactly.
Not like that other girl the other day that called me... Okay.
Okay. What?
Okay.
That's a different topic.
Danny.
Holy shit. I don't want to hear about that, though.
Danny, you're biased, huh? Are you giving her a point?
Okay, so... To break down her answer, she has a general...
Half a point.
I'll give her half a point.
We got a half a point for Bridget. Every round of applause.
Woo!
Okay, here we go. So, yeah.
There's no wrong answer in this game, okay?
So, offsides, right?
Gabby, no. You're getting a different question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Name three MLS teams that aren't NYCFC.
Orlando.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait.
Something.
Name it. Orlando, I guess. You're just naming a city.
Yeah, you're naming a team. City. Yeah.
I said Orlando something.
She can get a half point too. Woo!
So name three MLS teams.
FC? I don't know.
Yes. That's not correct. Yeah.
That's a good guess, Gabby.
That's a half
FC
point.
Everything.
That's half the name.
She said. No, it's not Orlando. It's not.
Danny is the judge. He's unbiased.
Orlando City Soccer.
And I can use New York City?
You can't use New York City FC.
Red Bulls.
Fuck them. Fuck the Red Bulls. Just by the way, in case everybody forgot, fuck
Kansas
the Red Bulls.
City.
Kansas City what?
FC?
Wizards.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord, no. No.
You can't just name cities. You have to name the actual team.
I said Kansas City. I don't know.
She gets half a point.
Toronto.
Toronto what?
Something.
Take a guess.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes. I think we should do one more round in that.
Excuse me, Bridget. You aren't the host of this podcast. You have no control.
Brings up a good point.
Would you give her a half a point?
Yeah, she got the cities. She got the cities. She didn't get the whole name. She also gets a half point.
Okay.
We're still tied.
Okay, Gabby, Bridget, you're tied. Going to the next question. Bridgie.
It's the friendliest competition ever.
All right, here we go.
I thought that was a lighter.
What team does, and this will be a question for both of you, what team does your husband love that isn't NYCFC?
Inter Milan.
Boom. All right, there we go. I gifted both of you points.
Yep,
gifted
now you both have 1.5 points.
For a second.
And also, still a marriage.
I said Inter Milan.
Oh. For a second, I thought Bridget said Inter Milan, and I was like, I didn't even know she knew that was a team. I was like, kudos to Bridget.
She gets double points.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for being Brighton the other day, by the way.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be a question for both of you. None of us will give you the correct answer until both of you answer.
Yep.
Okay.
Nope.
For a win, how many points does a team get You said two? Okay.
Gabby, your choice?
Gabby, your choice?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
For a win, how many points does a team
like
get?
Overall?
No, no. For every single game
for
they
a
play.
Single win.
Oh, for okay, two.
Fucking Christ.
We answer this. Like, it was Coventry City's ex-chairman who made
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you both fucked
it
up.
It wasn't for Jimmy
three.
Hill
both
who died.
Three points.
You both
still
moved it out. But
failed
it was our ex-chairman who changed it from two.
Just to elaborate further,
so
Johnny P was in the background throwing up three fingers.
From George and by the way, the origin is most
yeah,
important.
And I'm sure you both knew that.
Okay.
I'm sure you both knew
that. So, George said it's 2 points.
No, in the 60s it was. Then Jimmy Hill came along, come city chairman, and said, you know what, let's make it free.
Free love.
Okay.
Did you guys know that you were going to get a football lesson today?
No.
Here we go. So we're in a dead heat, 1.5 points each.
To the shot. It's the final countdown.
Here's another. Here's another question that can go to both of you. Okay, so what would you call a goal where the player who kicks the goal hits it while upside down?
A fucking screamer.
Also an acceptable answer. Also an acceptable answer.
So, ladies, this is a kind of kick. What would you call it?
A miracle. Good one, Gabby.
Creativity.
Any idea from you?
I'm trying to visualize this. Okay.
The person is upside down in the air.
Upside down in the air.
Like in the air.
Hey.
He jumps. No.
Can someone demonstrate this?
So let me describe the situation.
No, we cannot.
Let me describe the situation a little bit further. The ball is somewhere above his head, and and he is looking away from the goal.
Oh.
And he jumps up backwards to kick it above his head.
It's like this.
You're doing motions, but
Johnny
are
P
listening to us over the internet. They can't see that.
Bridget, give
it's
your guess.
Like this. No, ma'am, you gotta use your words.
Can I just say?
You can say lots of things. But the answer apparently is not the
answer. To the listeners, my husband clearly doesn't teach me anything.
You're turning around on me. Classic Bridget.
Why
is this
question so hard?
Right,
backkick. Sidekick. Front
close,
kick.
Close.
Back
it is
close,
a
close,
bicycle
close,
bicycle
close.
Kick.
Bicycle kick, ladies.
Close.
Bicycle kick.
Bicycle kick.
No, I got a tiger.
Oh, okay, here we go. Guys, we got to bring in Andy behind
you
for the.
Can you make it a little bit nicer for us?
This is the tiebreaker right here.
Tiebreaker question from Andy behind
you. Do you ladies know enough about NYCFC?
No.
Like,
no.
Probably
no.
Not.
All right.
I just go for the food
I say,
and drink.
Not many.
I have two questions for you. One of these should be the tiebreaker. Whoever screams it out loud first.
Yo, this
New York City FC, right?
Yeah.
Who's their sister club?
Manchester.
Right,
Manchester
what?
United.
Oh,
go home!
City! Manchester
yeah!
City! I'm
go
sorry!
Home,
Gabby.
Go home, Gabby!
She said city!
She got it right.
And today's winner is Bridget Sorum.
Yes!
I get to go home in my apartment. Thank God I slapped someone
winner.
Else's butt tonight.
What?
Yeah.
That is all coming out.
Where did we just go?
Oh man, I totally forgot to do the background noise.
What? Oh, the game?
Yeah, this would have been the background noise of the whole thing. Would that have been annoying?
Yeah.
Besticus background noise. Hey, ladies, good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
I think this was far less controversial of you guys rating who
we
you wanted to fuck.
We love you.
The last time.
That was pretty
Bridget's
fun, too, though.
Far less controversial.
Racy,
yeah,
Bridget is the only one that loves you.
Pegging.
All right, everyone. We're going back to soccer.
Just to remind you guys, Italian Hour was happening, and I asked for the Italian Hour. So.
Ooh. Your wife asked for the Italian Hour.
little does Bridget know, it's the Italian 10 seconds. Right?
What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
But anyway, everyone, quiet.
Why are we quiet? Why are we
Hey, ladies, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Why are we going? Oh, again?
Enjoy, it's the only Champions League you'll get.
It's such a beautiful song, right? Right, George?
Oh, wait, you gotta wait for it.
You gotta wait for it. Oh. Gotta wait for it. It's no, Andy, it's not one of your songs.
Like the Spurs can talk.
Oh, there we go. Sing it, George.
It's
do you even know the fucking words?
All right, so I am a person who's very, very unaware of what's going on in the Champions League.
Because Panama's never fucking in it.
How would Panama
be in it? How would the country be in it?
Exactly.
The same way the Spurs somehow made it.
Magic, apparently.
Did you really look up the lyrics?
As a guess.
George is over here singing the lyrics. Oh, and he can hit the falsetto, too. Ladies and gentlemen at home, I think we found out today that George is in
Munich. Sounds like every card that they play.
Yo, props though, it's an English team. Two English teams in Champions League. Like,
it's probably a miracle.
Oh my god. And here he goes again. We're talking about love for Britain.
George, what team is it?
All we have to talk about.
What team does George support?
Is Tottenham. In the semifinal.
That's a real team?
Yo, we would.
Oh, he definitely doesn't know what the Champions League is about then.
We would have been.
No, what's your real club?
We would have been in the European Cup as it's called, but Liverpool.
Hold on, you sound like Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know what he's saying.
So Coventry City.
Yeah. Tottenham Forest is the biggest club in Europe. The biggest club in Europe.
Johnny.
I'm sorry.
One talk at a time.
We beat Tottenham 3-2 in the 1987 FA Cup final.
In the 97?
So, 1987.
1987.
How old are you?
Minus years. we would have gone.
Thank you for not making us look fucking old as shit.
My dad was a kid then.
How old is your dad? 34?
No. My dad's like 45, 46.
Guys, George is 20.
No.
He's actually younger than Nikki?
Yeah. Yeah, whoa, no, by literally a year.
Are you allowed to hang out?
Yeah, like we both are born on the same
day. Wait, he's allowed to get on the plane by himself?
He gets the wings, you know?
But no.
No wonder it's so cheap. He gets a kiss ticket.
So it's crazy. Like Coventry would have gone to the 1988 Cup, the European Cup winners.
I was four. I'm the oldest one. I'm the second oldest here.
But Liverpool, the year before, they torn down the wall in Juventus and killed loads of Juventus.
Well, that's not hard. They suck in Europe.
So they murdered like loads of fans. So all British teams.
This took
got
a dark turn very fast.
All British teams.
No one said you murdered Juventus fans.
British teams got a ban from
it's like they killed Nazis. Oh god.
Coventry City never got to
Euro.
I'm sorry, guys. George, we don't care about Coventry. All we care about is glory, glory, Tottenham Hotspur.
Semifinals. 3-2, 1987.
Listen, guys.
Tottenham was literally irrelevant up until like 4 years ago. They're still pretty irrelevant.
Says the man with the Ole fucking Schultz as his fucking coach.
Yeah, that blew pretty quick. The Ole bandwagon died pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. Ole at the wheel,
sorry,
everyone.
I can't support Jose Mourinho slander.
What's going to happen when Tottenham runs out of money and then they have to sell all their players?
They have money?
They don't. But you guys did not. Bale, Modric. Okay. The list goes on.
What did you do the last two fucking player transfer windows? Everything? What did we do? Nothing? We're just fucking ahead of you in every fucking aspect of the game.
Aren't you guys all tied for fourth?
Players are begging to leave your team.
But have any of you ever won a check and trade trophy?
Yeah.
That's
fine. I'll take it.
Check and trade trophy.
Brace almost breaking his equipment.
Yeah. I know. I'm always saying it.
You say Champions League or Tricky?
Tricky
Tray?
A check and trade trophy is
what?
Tricky?
League one.
Write it
League
down. I'd rather read it. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. We're speaking the same language, right? I have no idea what he's saying.
Okay, guys.
Wait, I think it's the British Hour right now.
The British Hour.
It is. Oh, you need to put on British music then.
Oh, shit.
What is that? Is that the Beatles? Put on the Beatles.
Hey, Danny, kill time.
George, your favorite Beatle. Ringo, let's go. Discuss.
I don't.
Your favorite Beatle.
I can name you a Beatles song.
Your favorite Beatle, George Best.
Wait, George, serious question.
You seriously don't know what
a Beatles is? Serious question for George. Why is Brighton a better city than Coventry?
Oh, shut the hell up.
Hashtag two retards fighting.
Everyone, here we go. We got our British music.
Oh, God.
Let's see if George knows this.
I hope it's the Thomas the Tank Engine theme.
It's not Wonderwall.
Is it Spice Club?
What is this?
I really thought you were going to put the Spice Club.
It's Monty Python.
That's way before his time, but he's a child.
Why are you doing that?
God, your husband's a dork.
Yeah, it's because your husband's a dork, Bridget.
I'm in the major.
Yeah, Edgar, you got a question. I see you raising your hand. You over there on the corner.
All right, real quick. With the Premier League literally down to the last 3 weeks or three matches, who do you guys think is going to win?
So I generally don't give a shit about the Premier League, but...
Bryce, stop.
But anyone but Liverpool. Anyone but Liverpool.
Okay, so the funny thing is nobody can understand anything from Liverpool. So even if they did win, nobody would be rooting for them because nobody can understand what they're saying.
You are fucked up.
No, I lived with a man from Liverpool at one point in my life.
You what?
And with three other people, not
who's
just
winning
him.
What? I don't care.
It's all coming out.
It affects my life in no way.
Everything's coming out.
Who's going down? Who's going down?
Benny Harrell's definitely
going down. Carter City's going down.
Bridget's going down?
All right, let's all move on to something we can all agree on.
Bryce is stupid.
Fuck the Red Bulls.
No!
Yeah, fuck the Red Bulls.
I disagree, Johnny Pay.
Hey, okay.
NYCFC versus Orlando tomorrow. What the fuck's going to happen? We all know.
If we lose, it's embarrassing.
Maxi Morales has a hat trick, all penalty kicks.
No way. Impossible.
So I've come quite prepared, you know.
Improbable.
Just like off the top of my head, you know.
Tell us. Just talk.
Picking stats off the top of my head, you know, stuff that I memorize, not reading it off my phone at all or anything.
This kid's a genius.
NYCFC have, they've won 5 games against Orlando. Orlando have won 5 games against NYCFC. And there's been 2 draws.
You should at least play the Doctor Who theme.
3 draws between the clubs. So 5 NYCFC wins, 5 Orlando wins, 3 draws. And the last 5 results were 2-2. And last
you're reading off your phone. What the fuck?
2-0 against NYC.
You just said you weren't reading off anything.
3-0 to NYC. 2-0 to NYC again.
Did you know, do you not know what sarcasm is? Do you not know what sarcasm is?
Your favorite doctor, go.
Pardon?
Your favorite doctor, go.
Who? Dr. Sharma, my GP.
David Tennant. David Tennant.
David Tennant is always the correct answer, followed
David
by Matt
Tennant.
Smith.
I like Matt Smith.
I like Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Hashtag two retards fighting.
He's my.
We're going to get banned for saying retards?
We all know I proposed to Bridget Doctor Who theme, right?
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
you're so lucky she married you.
When a man comes out of a fucking blue box that's labeled.
I built a fucking TARDIS for Bridget.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So when a man comes out.
A retardist
says,
built a TARDIS.
Will you marry something? What was the quote again?
I was a madman.
I'm a madman. I'm a crazy person to marry a madman, right? I fucking married a man that asked me during the proposal to marry me because he's a madman. Awesome.
He's a mad lad.
Do you not see what we're doing right now?
All right, guys. I think it's time
it's
to.
Madness.
I think it's time to end the madness. Okay.
That's a very good end of madness.
We have a game tomorrow.
Yes,
we do. It's at Yankee Stadium.
Guys, let's go.
Madness,
Viva la bodega.
Who's ready? Are we doing the march, Danny? Tell us all the info we need to know.
Yeah, so tomorrow, be there outside of stands at 11:45. Ready and ready to go for a march with everybody. Well, as many people as we fucking can get.
Yeah, but don't go to stands. For any reason
anything
whatsoever,
else.
There's Yankee Tavern.
Yeah.
There's
go to
dugout.
Bodega,
you
bodega.
Know, even spend $15 on a Corona
to
at Billy's.
Don't go to stands.
Yeah, don't.
No. We are meeting in front of stands for the purpose of a location to march down River Ave as a group. Beyond
okay.
that, nothing else.
All right, guys, let's get our shout outs in. Johnny P, do you have a shout out?
No, everyone's here.
All right.
Oh, that was cute.
Bridget, Gabby, Edgar, Ron, do we have a shout out?
My shout out is I love Johnny P's shout out.
And Edgar's butt.
Sweet. And Edgar's butt. Hey!
Lisa, I retract all of this.
Gabby
or Edgar, do you have a shout out? No? Gio?
Shout out to Charlie.
Shout out to Charlie. Shout out to Gio.
Shout out to my savage song.
Yeah, Gio.
Not the Nikki, savage. The straight one.
Little, oh. Dan-
Gio,
little Danny.
Little
Dinge. All right, Ron, any shout outs for you?
Go Newcastle.
Seagulls.
Go
okay.
Sticky, we miss you. Aww.
I do have a
not
shout out for everyone in the English
Blues. Go ahead, George.
Everyone in the English Blues, they're going to be watching this, so shout out to you guys. You guys are
fucking awesome.
Hey, okay. Hey, hey,
my shout out, as always, is to the San Diego Padres who are watching right now. They're 2-2 with Washington Nationals.
I think.
It's just all right,
and we all care about baseball, right?
Andy, nope. Andy, hit us with a shout out.
Goodbye.
No,
we love you. Go. Hey. Soccer, go football, English.
Fuck all you guys. Fuck you. Yes. Only my mic's working right now because I'm working it right now. The Padres are going to fucking kill it. Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer. No one else can speak right now because their mics aren't working. Try to yell all you want. The Padres are the best.
What's that mean?
Fuck everybody.
That's alien.
Go Pads.